News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran doesn't have any planes. Their missiles are almost decimated.
And their leaders are all dead. So I think we won.
The AP Sagar Magani reports the military says it struck an Iranian oil tanker as the president pushes Tehran to reach a deal for ending the war.
Here at the White House, the president had just praised the Navy's blockade of Iranian ports.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through.
Minutes later, U.S. Central Command said a fighter jet shot the rudder of an Iranian flank tanker trying to breach the blockade. That came as Washington and Tehran appear to be edging toward an agreement to stop the war.
We'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us.
The president earlier said if that does not happen, the bombing starts. Separately, Israel hit Beirut's southern suburbs for the first time since a ceasefire between the Jewish state and Hezbollah was announced nearly 3 weeks ago. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A late spring snowstorm started to taper off in Colorado. Schools are closed, flights are delayed, and there's slushy conditions on the roads. Some mountain communities got up to 2 feet of snow. Boulder, Colorado got about a foot. Dave Bargenbrush is with the National Weather Service.
We needed the moisture so bad. Unfortunately, we had to take a little bit of damage with it, but we'll get through this one, and at least hopefully we'll see a little bit of green up, and hopefully some of our yards rebound a little bit as well.
Warmer weather in Colorado is expected tomorrow. CNN says its founder, Ted Turner, has died. He was 87. There will be no Triple Crown winner this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the Preakness in Baltimore. The plan is to skip the Preakness and set sights on the Belmont Stakes in June at Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. Oil prices are lower, stocks are higher at the close. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The trial begins for a man accused of helping China run a secret police outpost in New York.
Lucian Wang, also known as Harry Liu, greeting supporters outside federal court in New York. Prosecutors accuse him and co-defendant Chiang Jingping of helping China run a secret police station in a nondescript building in Manhattan's Chinatown, keeping tabs on dissidents and acting as a foreign agent. Liu was arrested in 2023 as part of a series of Justice Department prosecutions aimed at cracking down on transnational repression. Liu's lawyer says it wasn't a secret Chinese police station, but a community center where members of the Chinese diaspora could remotely renew their Chinese driver's licenses, play ping pong and mahjong. But prosecutors say a banner inside read, "Fuzhou Police Overseas Service Station, New York, USA." I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.